afternoon, everybody. It is 6:47 p.m. on what day is it? The 30th of January. The January the 2020. It is. I keep writing 19 on everything.
Yep.
But it is 2020.
Yep.
And we hope everybody's had a great day, as we have had a pretty good day.
Pretty good day. It's been a good day.
Not a bad day.
Just a work day.
Solid day.
Solid.
If it like ranked day, like from 1 to 5, 3.5.
I'd say 4, payday, you know.
Okay, 4. Yeah. Okay, I'll take that. The traffic is what takes it down for me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.8 here.
Okay, all right. I like that. Really, there's been a lot going on. Some things we're not going to talk about because we, you know, just want to keep good vibes, positivity, sending out prayers and thoughts and love to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's been some tragic things that have happened, but, you know, I think that everybody involved would want us to honor them, but, you know, not cry all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's been sad. a lot of that.
Yeah, and depressed. It's depressing.
But it's not. It is, but it's...
There's definitely positives. It makes you think about things.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think this has brought people closer than they've ever been in the sports world that I feel. I feel like this is a... Dude, this is a blow. I don't want to say this, but it's like... I'm not saying it needed to happen, but I'm saying that... We'll see how long it lasts.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, I feel like people are being more thoughtful and more together, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, when people say fuck the Grammys,
yeah,
you know, it's a big deal. Well, not big that deal. Anybody really gives a shit about the Grammys anyway.
But it's just like when it's a normal fucking Sunday night, you know.
Right.
Fucking watch
it. Yeah, you know, whatever. Were you just with the girl, you know?
You know, yeah, I just watched Tyler
Creator. It's great, babe. It's Sunday. If I watch the Grammys, I'm not watching The Bachelor tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's one of the others.
Fuck what Jake does.
Yeah. Is that his name?
I don't know.
Paul?
Probably.
Peter?
Is it Peter?
It is Peter.
There you go.
I think Josie.
Shout out. So, hey, somebody's been watching it with their girlf.
I have not, but I have been having to listen to talk of it.
Okay.
So it's like directly.
Oh my God, Peter.
But yes, so, you know, getting that out of the way. Love. But we are going to talk about the NBA because we're getting in the heat of the season.
Oh yeah.
And things are getting good.
It's getting warmed up for sure.
They're picking up.
Yep.
Last night, Dame Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he had his way with Russ, but he had 41 or he had 39 and Russ had 41.
No, he had 36. He had 36 with a triple double. Yeah, and right. Russ had 39.
And he had that mean 10-foot three behind the three line in Russ's face. He tried to do a little jump at him, but
he's a monster. Damn,
he's one of the most underrated superstars. I've been saying this forever. Really, Portland. I guess it's because they're in the West.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's Portland.
Okay, but I mean they're a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they are.
I like watching them. I love CP3. I mean fucking C3, G3, J3.
Maybe people don't like him because he got your girl with a
McCollum.
Mac. I got your girl with a Mac.
Hey, girl in my lap.
Yeah.
She wanna see me fat.
I don't play basketball. I just got your girl on my lap. That's why people don't like him.
I work with you net.
Cause. He's got all your girls on his lap.
I work while you snack.
I work while you snack. Sorry, it's Dame time.
You lazy, but you can't play me because I'm like Jay-Z when I shoot the three off the AP.
And then the announcer says my name
on the TV. You can't see me.
And my mama starts crying like she knows
like
me.
A BB.
Bought a new range and she... Now she vibing.
Yeah, vibing. You can't find me.
Mama and Pop.
All right, and that was our, that, you know, we've had, we might have, may or may not have taken a slight edge off. And we have not talked about sports at all. And you know what? That's fine.
Yeah, we have. It's been a little bit. All right, though.
Okay, so let's get down to some rankings here. Because if you would have told me that Milwaukee was going to be leading by, 8-game margin in the East. Now, the East is way weaker than the West. You've got the last team in the East, the last two teams, 438 and 435. Last two teams in the West are 592 and 500. Mm-hmm. You got the Grizzlies and the Thunder.
Yep.
And then the East, it's Orlando and Brooklyn. So,
yep.
And then the Bulls are literally right behind Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then it's the same thing in the West, the Portland and San Antonio. And really, I mean, Phoenix isn't out of it. I mean, they're not in it per se, but it really just depends on how shit goes.
Definitely.
I do like, I think the Clippers are going to be coming out of the West this year. I think they have the longevity. I think they have the perfect combination of offense and defense. Everybody knows Lou Will is going to do his part.
Yeah.
And that's not including your other stars.
Yeah, for sure.
So being healthy is the big thing for the Clippers. The Lakers, it's like they choke whenever they play a top three team in the league.
Yeah.
They get doinked.
Yeah.
They got doinked by the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
the Bucks, yep. and the Celtics. The yep. Celtics beat them by 30.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not saying they wouldn't go a series because everybody knows LeBron will fucking take a month off before the playoffs.
Yeah, drinking wine on the sidelines and right. shit.
In a coffee cup. And then he'll just go he'll spend $3 million on his body in a month span and get robotic knees. And then he'll go into the playoffs and play better than anybody.
Yeah.
And lead in assist, rebounds.
I mean, I'm telling you guys, if you're not doing Taco Tuesday, you're not going to perform like this.
You're not going to perform like this.
There's no way. I mean, LeBron's got at least 35 Taco Tuesdays before, I mean, it's what, really grit
the
time.
The final? Right.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, guys, we need some Taco Tuesdays.
I think it's down to like 25 now, but that's still a hell of a lot of Taco Tuesdays. That's a lot of protein.
Yeah.
He's doing queso, right?
It's Taco Tuesday. Queso. It's Taco Tuesday. And LeBron's the king. He better have queso. He better have guac. He better have fucking
everything. Yeah. Dude,
I want chorizo. I want Valentina's.
If there's not chorizo.
I want every flavor of Valentina's and every flavor of Ortega.
Okay. Are you just naming tortilla brands?
No, these are
Or sauce?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Salsa.
Salsa.
Yep.
Valentina.
Let me get the prego. That's
caliente.
Not that, I don't think. But it's okay. The moral of the story is the Lakers are not going to go to the finals this year.
No, fuck no.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I don't think so either. I would bet that doesn't happen.
The Clippers, I think, are going to go to the finals. And it's really any man's game in the East. If the Celtics can get their head out of their ass.
I mean, Milwaukee's definitely the best team right now.
Miami looks good.
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
Miami looks damn good.
They've been.
And they're only going to get better.
They've really been playing smart, too. Like,
I mean, Jimmy Butler, a monster. I don't know how.
A monster.
He got snubbed.
I know how he got snubbed, but.
I mean,
fan favorite.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a fan vote.
But he is averaging 20.2. I think it's 20.2. I don't know. Off the dunk. 20 points per game. Fuck it. 44% field goal, I think. Some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm not reading it or anything. Evan Fournier, okay, for Orlando, he averages almost as many points as Jimmy Butler. So that's a little fun statistic there for you. And guess what? His field goal percentage is better. Evan Fournier, the shooting guard for Orlando.
Yep.
So that's why he's not in the All-Star game.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because who the fuck is Evan Fournier?
Hey, he's a good basketball player, man.
He's a solid basketball player. You know where he went to college? Trivia.
Don't say it. Mississippi State. Fuck it.
Denver.
Huh. It was close. It was really close.
Yeah, I don't really know. And that's a guess, honestly. I think that's where he went. But regardless, the Heat are scary, and I am worried about the Heat. Bam, scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toronto's sneaky.
Hey.
Toronto's hanging around.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and they will. But how much more of a threat do you think the Pacers are going to be with Oladipo back?
Because
He did good last night. He only had 11 points, but he was clutch.
Yeah, that was a very clutch three to send it into overtime, and then a very heartfelt speech about what we were talking about earlier.
Yep. And then the crowd
cried.
They fucking chanted him on. It was awesome. Fucking
it
moment.
Awesome.
Should have seen it.
It was awesome. But
you can find that on .com. And
as of right now, we'll give you a score update. The Raptors 46, Cavs 43. Got a buddy that took the over on that one. Hornets Wizards 49-41. Hornets.
Ooh.
Funny how Kimba leaves and they can actually win more than two games.
Mm-hmm.
76ers and the Hawks. That's why I like basketball, because anybody can beat anybody on any night.
Yeah, for sure.
And I guess the same thing with hockey and baseball, too. So I can't really say anything.
Football's the only sport that you can kind of predict it.
I mean, you can rig
with personnel.
You can rig all the sports in other ways.
Oh, for sure.
Like, not even just about who's going to win, but just certain things that can happen. If you know a team really well, you can figure out certain tendencies for other teams. Like the Florida Panthers over in hockey.
Did Marcus Morris and Jay Crowder give the NBA a black eye last night?
Well, here, let me get my Will Kane mode. Actually, absolutely. Absolutely. And not just a black eye. Oh, no. No. No.
A real kick in the keister
this
as well.
This is more than a black eye. This is a fucking, the old dick in the meat grinder for the NBA. Adam Silver's head in the meat grinder.
Yeah.
In the NBA.
The Knicks are fucked.
No, dude, this is what the NBA needs. As a matter of fact, I'm cool with the NHL rule. Let Marcus Morris and Jay Crowder go at it for 10 seconds. Give them 10 seconds.
I'm telling you right now, if you could promise me, like hockey, that basketball, they could fight every game, I'd have season tickets. I'll go to the Grizzlies often. Or the Hawks.
Right.
Whatever's closer.
Whatever's closer.
Yeah.
How far is Charlotte from where we are?
Man, probably like seven.
5 hours? Seven?
Like five. Seven? Between five and seven?
I guess we're going to have to look up the nearest. And Memphis is definitely the closest NBA team.
I do want to play little Marcus's, what he had to say.
Oh.
After the scuffle.
Yeah, I was wondering how long it was going to take for this to blow up on Twitter. But it didn't take long.
No, especially with the hashtag, you know, girl dad and all that shit going around.
Yeah, so, not a good time.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
Hey, if you haven't noticed, females have made a lot of changes recently to how everything in life works.
Yeah.
What you say, who you say it around, yeah. What you do.
You can't say.
How you say
you
it.
Can't, you can't.
And that's fine, because look, I have two sisters. I have fucking two stepmoms, 18 aunts.
Same. And
I will never demean or anything.
Oh,
to a
so
female,
demeaning.
Ever.
It literally.
But it was fucked. Like what he said and how he said it.
Oh, it's fucked.
That's.
Well, know. What he's pretty much saying, he's calling someone, hey, you're a soft ass bitch. That's like female tendencies. What?
And look, okay, but you know where we're from. That's not. I didn't really think anything of it at first. I'm not going to lie. I saw it and I was like, that's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it as like, ooh. And then I heard it like a couple more times and I was like,
it was like, that's a little.
You tell, okay.
You can tell all he's right. Mad.
And then I went on Twitter and I realized, wow, this is okay. Obviously, people are making a bigger fucking deal out of it than it is.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, chill out. You know he didn't mean it like that. He was just calling him a bitch.
Yeah, he's just calling him a bitch in the meanest way possible.
Nobody called you a JT. They just called you a cocksucker.
Yeah.
All right, here.
Here it is. I don't think it's a build-up, man. I think dude is just, you know, he played the game in a different way. Like, he just had a female tendencies on the court, flopping and throwing his head back the entire game. And like I said, man, it's a man's game, man. You just get tired of it, man. And then, obviously, at the end, I was very unprofessional. They win the game. It's a good team, and you know he does stuff like that, man.
When you say unprofessional, are you referring to the steal at that point? Is it kind of code that you don't go for those plays late like that?
No, the steal was cool. You got the steal. It is what it is. But when you step back and shoot a three, you know what I'm saying, and try to, you know, low-key like rub it in that they're winning, you know, it's just unprofessional, man. It's soft. This game is soft. He's soft. It's just, you know, it's how he carried it, man. You know, it's just. Very womanly.
Very.
You have the same tattoos as another fucking human being.
Another man.
You can't call someone a bitch.
No, you can't.
Just saying.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. No, yeah, dude, you're right. Fuck that guy. Well, you know.
Hey, Celtics, did they? Hey, whatever. I was gonna ask. Did they? Because I don't remember. Did they play?
Together, and I think they missed each other by like a year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because
Jay got out of there. Jay played when Isaiah Thomas was there.
Yeah.
And then he got out.
And because he was still with the Celtics when he went to the Knicks.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, pretty fucked up. Hilarious. Not cool. But funny. I mean,
I'm laughing.
I didn't
so.
Say it. I can say that that's funny.
Yeah, I didn't fucking say it.
Yeah. Look, if somebody else does it and puts it out there. You know you watch videos that are fucked up, so don't come
looking
at me.
There's beheading videos on YouTube. Get
and
fucking grow up. Grow up.
If you haven't done Reddit best Gore threads, then you know what? I can't help you.
4chan, 8chan.
You don't even know what the world's
about. Google it, you 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
See what that's like.
Yeah.
You want to talk shit on Twitter about somebody saying female tendencies, see what you see about ball sacks getting slapped around or something crazy.
Yeah. And then, well, no, we're not going to take that route. What we are going to take is the route of you telling me who you have in the Eastern and Western side of the NBA going into the finals this year.
Looking across the board here, I like the Clippers in the West. I think that's my number one in the West. My number two is probably going to be the Rockets.
I like that.
I like the Rockets. And they always, they know how to play.
Okay, but they're so inconsistent, and everybody gets hurt right before the playoffs every year.
Yeah, but they just, man, James Harden, he's just.
You're saying this year's the year they could compete?
Yeah, they can compete. I mean, they got Russ. They got
Western
James
Conference
Harden.
Finals compete?
I don't know about the finals. I think they're going to.
Western Conference Finals, okay. Not Eastern. Not the finals.
Yeah, not the finals. I mean, we'll see. I think the Clippers are going to win the Western Conference.
Me too, yeah. And then you know who I'm going to say out of the East.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I like Toronto. I like Miami. I like Boston. Definitely rooting for the Pacers now because I love Oladipo. But, man, I think Milwaukee's just fucking –
They win without Giannis, too.
Yeah.
And they win, like,
Chris Middleton's
decent.
A fucking star. I don't know why people don't act like he's a star, man. That guy is – he shoots and he fucking scores.
It's different for me. Like Ibaka has been a huge player for them. Kyle Lowry has stepped up. And Siakam is – he's a leader in points for average.
This is – 2 days ago, when Giannis was out, Chris Middleton had a career-high 51 points to lead Milwaukee to their ninth straight win against the Wizards. That's why I like Milwaukee. Because if those two guys can play like that in the playoffs, man.
I don't know, man. I like Toronto. I do. I like Siakam. I like Ibaka.
Gasol.
I think that they – still have some longevity without the claws, what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean,
and don't get me wrong, Milwaukee's a legit team. Chris Middleton's a badass. That's a good team. And I think, that could be the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Milwaukee, no, that could definitely be the Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, that's 1-2 seed right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely good. Obviously, they're second. But I do think the difference in that game, that series, would be the claw.
For sure.
I just would. I mean, last year he got him in by
that
fucking
shot over Joel Embiid,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's the difference, because if you don't have him, you don't win that game.
That's true.
He fucking doink,
a, you know,
sink.
A lot of shit that doesn't have an
You're
a
right.
Different way.
Totally right. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know. And
for
I
that
get
scenario.
It. And I love it. But I'm going with the Celtics because I am a fan of them, and that's who I think is going to go.
Well, actually, a correction. I think the Grizzlies are just going to rape Milwaukee all across the board. Mm. I got Ja.
That was a hard,
with a career
hard
high
hard.
65 points in game 7 to take it home. So,
okay.
See what happens. Jaren's going to have like 40, but he's like, we don't even think.
But Ja's going to win the MVP.
Of course. Yeah, he's our Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're going with? You almost said the K word, didn't you? Why'd you do that?
You said the K word.
I didn't say anything. I just
said, Dwayne Wade. You know he's my favorite player. Yeah, I love Dwayne Wade.
But I can see you. And I know what you almost did.
Look, dude.
Okay.
Look. Right. Almost said Cassius Clay. Okay.
Woo! Rah! Fly by night away from here.
Skip. R.I.P.
Hockey. Give me some hockey, and I want to know what.
You talking about sticks?
I'm talking about some sticks here. You
talking about sticks slapping
some pucks?
Let's
go just put some pucks on the ice here. Let's just, hey, you're going to go swim with the ice fish. I'm going to cut a hole in the ice.
I'm going to cut a hole in you.
Hey, the Predators, ass team, is beating the Devils. Oh, I said the G word. That's okay. Everybody knows I'm not the H-phobic word.
No. Hell no.
We love everybody.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if you're gay.
No.
I don't care.
No. Carlisle is.
No, I'm not. I'm the other. I'm the old definition of gay.
That was defensive.
I'm the old definition. No, I'm not.
Nuh-uh. Not me.
I didn't say that. Now you're fucking. Now you're fucking.
You're fucking.
You're
dudes.
Fucking doing something.
So.
No, you fuck well, dudes. I don't.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. Oh, fuck all right. You. I'm just.
I'm the old hey. Colorful. Wasn't that like the old definition of gay meant colorful and happy?
Yeah. You know, I guess Americans that's where the just take everything and make it their own. That's the Indians.
Back when Coke was Coke.
Okay, so Predators 2, Devils 1. Will the Preds win this game? They've been choking a lot recently.
They have. Man, I don't
trust
them.
They got dicked the other night, like 5-2 by Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
At home. And this is the Devils' old coach. Is their coach now? They're 23-19, though. So they're above 500.
Got a new coach.
That's not bad. Standings-wise, though?
Not looking good. Second to last in the Central behind Minnesota.
Okay, so the possibility of us seeing a St. Louis-Boston rematch, very high.
Oh, dude, Boston's looking good
well,
right now.
St. Louis is second.
Yep.
And Boston's third.
Wouldn't that be cool?
We're literally, we have the same amount of wins as them, but we have two. Oh, wait. No, we have two less wins than them. But we have two less losses as well. So, you know. Pittsburgh snuck their way on up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's, they're scary. They have 14 losses, though, which is more than anybody else in the top. Well, no.
I mean,
Tampa
Washington.
Bay is the top five.
Washington's got 34 wins. They're looking real good.
Washington does look good. Man, Ovi's a different player.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. But he doesn't even lead them with goals, I don't think. I think it's John Carlson who leads them with goals. He's got like 60 goals. No, 60 points. He leads the team in points.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
they
it
have
is.
They have 73.
Yeah, he's got 47 assists.
Shit.
Unreal. Ovechkin probably has 35 of those goals. John Carlson, 47 assists. Again, that's the best stat on the team to me.
And the game.
Nothing
and
like
gang.
Assist. Yep. Tom Wilson, penalty minutes, leads the team in 71.
Hey.
That's my boy.
Hey, you got to get after it. Get after it.
You got to get out there and you got to do your fucking job.
Right? Hit somebody.
And he does his job.
Yeah.
I'd say he does his job. Who's going to the Stanley Cup this year?
You know what, man? You know what, man?
Hmm.
Oh, God. Let's see. I just want to be different, you know?
Be different,
I want to be
man.
Different.
Stand out.
I just want to be different right yeah. now. Feeling different. I got Washington
mm-hmm.
and Vancouver.
Okay.
Obviously Washington because of Ovi.
Tom. Penalty minutes. John Carlson assist.
Let's see. Yeah, dude, they're 52 points for fucking Elias Patterson.
Elias Patterson on the ice for the Canucks tonight.
Passes to JT Miller.
I love Elias. He's on the Canucks, right?
Yep.
Yeah. On the ice for the Canucks tonight here, John. He's going to be real good, skating real nice. He's clean. He said he felt good before the game. I think he's going to come out here and really show the crowd something good.
Yeah, dude. He's got... Peterson's got 21 goals.
Uh-huh.
31
Elias
assists.
Elias is a stud. Did you see Biebs? Biebs is going to do a shootout against Bennington for the Blues.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean
Jordan Bennington for the Blues.
The Biebs?
Justin Bieber?
George Bieber? Oh, Justin.
Oh, George. No, not that one. Justin.
Oh, yeah.
He's dating that blonde girl.
Oh, yeah. She's kind of...
I think her uncle's the alcoholic.
That's terrible.
Mm. It's rough. Is that her dad or her uncle? Alex Baldwin?
Let's go with her dad.
Okay.
I want it to be
that's
her dad.
Funnier.
That's
if it is
way better.
You just imagine Justin coming in. He's like, hey, fucker, want to go hit the driving range? And then he like walks to the backyard. You know he's got a driving
with
range
with his hair
kind of
blowing.
And like, there's a fan.
Oh,
at
all
every
the time.
Angle.
He's got like a tight... blue.
I feel like in real life he's his character from Departed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I
like,
picture
that's how he's
Alex
at work.
Baldwin.
Oh, exactly. Fucking
just
exactly.
Him. Like, hey, you want to go you want to go down, get a beer, talk about, hey, your wife fucking, you and your wife, you fucking lately? When's the last time you fucked?
He's like,
yeah, but you love fucking your wife. It just says shit that's like really like out of bounds, but he makes it seem so normal. You're like,
he's really nice. Please don't judge him off this meeting alone. So I can...
Dude. It's, you know, I don't even know where we were going with that at all. But I do know
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is going to probably lose whatever challenge he's in. But he's been training. He was hitting around a golf ball on his feet. And then Brad March in was like, you stole my moves.
And I mean,
I don't know if he did or not.
Better to steal moves and steal cars and throw eggs at houses or whatever the fuck he was doing at 17. So.
I'll tell you what, so, was say 17? He was touring the world at 17.
Yeah, he was probably 13. I think he was 13.
Nope.
I don't know.
Scooter Braun at the age of 12. The ripe age of 12. And Usher came and recruited him to his house like he played for USC.
Usher said,
okay.
Usher.
That was
a little John.
Yeah. It's been a musical episode. Very musical.
Like music, man. Everybody likes music.
So Stanley Cup for me is going to be Boston, and I have St. Louis, and Boston's going to win.
Got a rematch.
Rematch in Boston shit. Wins.
Okay. I like it. I like the story there.
Well, I mean, dude, look, the Atlantic Division is one of the hardest. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And Boston's leading that division. You got Boston, Tampa Bay, the Panthers, and the Maple Leafs. And when Buffalo's good, I mean, all of those teams have 50, 51, 49, 50, 51. Like, they're all, I mean, really, Montreal, Ottawa, like, that whole conference is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, those are games played. I'm so stoned. 29, 30, 30, 27. Oh, they're still, the top four is still all the same. It's all the same.
It's all the same.
And when I come to your house.
Do you think anybody is more lonely in a league right now than Chris Paul?
That's a good one. Let's see. Anybody more lonely than Chris Paul in any league?
Antonio Brown, if he was actually in a league.
I would have to imagine OJ in his fantasy league. That might be the loneliest guy in a league.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're scared shitless of the fucking every time OJ says
something. It's
like,
something. Dude, we got to be cool around OJ, dude. We don't know what the fuck he's gonna do. He seems like a loose cannon.
Like
what if everybody talks about it? It's a thing. A lot of people have made jokes about it, and like, of course, Dave Chappelle's gonna make a joke about it. I believe him though. I think he. I mean, it's a joke, so I probably shouldn't believe him. I believe him when he said he felt murder in the room.
I do too. I do too.
I believe him.
That's an aura you can feel.
Dude, there's too much. He definitely did that shit.
Definitely.
Right?
100%.
Like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Like, imagine being on his
fantasy. Who's worse, OJ or Charles Manson? Charles Manson never killed anybody. Who's worse? Charles Manson also didn't rush for 11,000 yards. So,
but he did make some great jams. If you're into music, some underground shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird shit. Look it up.
But I still think OJ wins that battle.
Imagine being
I don't know.
Just imagine being in his fucking fantasy, dude. And just say like you went home and you're like, oh, I'm gonna watch the OJ Simpson trial.
So
and
then we go all to church sudden, with OJ.
Yeah, but then like you're watching it and you're watching the shit and you're like, damn. And then all of a sudden he fucking messages the fucking league and he's like. Anybody want to trade me Julio for
Greg Hardy?
And you're
hey,
like,
can I get Kareem Hunt and Greg Hardy and Adrian Peterson and Joe Mixon?
Are they on the board? Those are my favorite backs. Those guys got what I had. Just that got the grit.
Woo! And gloves that fit.
Yeah, they gloves fit real nice. Man. That's why they hold the ball so good.
Yeah, it's
they just out there breaking necks.
Dude, OJ's a psychopath. He's a psychopath. Yeah, dude, sorry, we switched from hockey to this, but who gives a shit? OJ's a psychopath.
Yep.
And if you didn't watch True American Crime Story with Cuba Gooding Jr., OJ, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not.
John Travolta's face looks terrible, and it's hilarious. And he's so – I don't know if he's so good at acting or so bad at acting. I didn't know how many. Okay, you know how Nicolas Cage. You know how like Nicolas Cage is in like straight to DVD movies.
Yes.
Like they'll just pop up on Netflix and they're like, "What the fuck? I don't know he was in that." It's like him and like a 14-year-old boy called like The Woods, and he's gonna like save the world or something.
Yeah, and like the thing is him's like running through the woods.
It's fucking... like McConaughey. He's got a lot of those weird ones. It's like Dirt or Gold or just something one name where he's like the loner with a kid. He did that movie with Snoop Dogg.
I lose guy $10.
His name was like Mad Dog or something, or fucking God, what was that? Beach Bum or something, I think.
Oh, the new one.
I don't know, man. A lot of those guys, they just have
Lonnie like, or some shit.
They just have movies that like they do so many movies, you just forget.
Yeah, and so many Lincoln commercials.
A lot of Lincoln commercials. So we're gonna close this out with some bets you need to have for the Super Bowl this upcoming week. And I'm going to tell you right now, you need to take the over in this game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No, there's no, excuse me, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take the over, which as of right now stands at, I think, like 55.
Okay.
Right? So... we're going to do that. The spread is only a point and a half by KC. So Chiefs are the favorite. I'm taking Chiefs.
I'm locking in Chiefs.
Chiefs all day. Everything but the kitchen sink.
I think it's going to be tight because the 49ers defense is going to show up.
Okay.
But eventually they're going to get tired. Frank. And Mahomes is going to do what he's going to do. He's going to be throwing them sidearms, them no looks. The Kelsey's going to be falling in. It's going to be great. And the commercials are going to be hilarious. We're looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Will Patrick Mahomes have over or under 300 yards?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go under.
His average is 299. So
it's fucked.
This season, him and Jimmy are pretty similar. Jimmy is 329 on 476 pass attempts with 3,900 yards, 27 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Patty Boy has 319, 484. That's pretty good. Better, higher percentage. 4,000 yards, 26 TDs, one less than Jimmy, but he's also got 8 less interceptions with 5 interceptions for Patty. So we know that the 49ers will turn the ball over more. Mostert is dangerous on the ground.
Yeah.
That's a fact. He's got 8 TDs this year, and if he would have got more carries, he had 137. He probably, if you give him 60 more carries, he's at 1,000 yards. And then George Kittle's a monster.
Oh, dude.
That's somebody you got to worry about on the goal line, same as Kelsey. They're going to use him to create separation, and he's a big guy, so he can push off and still stay, and then use his body. He's big enough to where he can use his momentum to go back.
And they're both great run blockers. I mean, they're just like an extra lineman. Yeah,
so
I
in those red zone situations, I'm looking for both of them are going to score.
Yeah. Oh, both guys.
That's what I'm saying. You got to take the over.
Yeah.
In this game, I'm. You got to.
It's too short.
Tell you, life's too short to bet the under.
Bet the over on Demi Lovato for sure.
Okay, so that's another one. Prop bet is going to be the national anthem, the over, Demi Lovato. And then tails for the coin toss. Tails never fails, ladies and gentlemen. And then prop bet for me, Tyreek Hill, under 80 yards. I think it's at 80 yards right now. It went up. So
you got under?
I'm doing under.
How many completions is he supposed to have? Or what was that?
I think it was 5 receptions.
I would take that.
And a touchdown. Something.
I would take that over 80 yards. He usually gets some little scampers. You know, he kind of runs up fast out of bounds. Yeah, but he gets like 8 yards.
Maybe 80 should be the over on that. Maybe we'll take the over on the Tyreek Hill. Because that's a punt returner too, you know? If things go well. I don't know.
I think things are going to go well for
I don't know. But I got the Chiefs, and you should too. We're going to see you next Tuesday. Stay good and happy. And warm. And healthy.
Healthy. Eat your greens.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.